my great welcome to BBS, to my show Lena Live, and to all of you who've been kind enough to stay for new show, new ideas, new music, and this bouquet of joy, which we always need and love to find in every moment of our life. I like to talk indeed about my mini cruise, which I took in BBS, being with this such a special station for a short period of time. I was traveling from one day to another, from one hour to another, because I was so invigorating with my experiences, and I just felt that inspiration and mostly important, this challenge to be on airways in different corners of a different station would be so inspiring, and particularly because this station is having wonderful flexibility, and I would say it's overcoming this computer technology with not only breath of fresh air, but with such a human kind and totally open mind approach to all of us hosts. Some of them have their own different backgrounds, and some of them have more or less experiences. And I am so thrilled to be part of this not only happy family, but so creative family. And frankly, I like to take advantage today having a show which probably would not be structured to the best of one's ability, but will take a another cruise in human experiences. I mentioned in my very first show that I like to be with unfinished business more than just complete thoughts, because I feel that creativity gives us this privilege. And also, I like to create a little break from everyday regiment, where our responsibilities and our sense of time and duty are so overly demanding on us. So I like to have somewhat a retreat in one sense, but also to share with all of you still a great power of our human perception that never really can be put on a back burner, because we are humans and we are always breathing with ideas, with our sadness, with our frustrations, and also with our tremendous satisfaction when we feel we accomplished something. And that's something I like to share with you, being somewhat a bit modest, but I will share with you some of my personal experiences. And the funny thing is that our mind and imagination is traveling in such unpredictable directions. I was talking about BBS and my very fresh and very powerful experience already with this fantastic group of people, an opportunity which they share with all of us. And that somehow brought me back to the thoughts and memories of my very few hours, my very first few hours in the United States 30 years ago. Wow, what a connection between BBS station and my memories. But this is just how our minds are working. And I like to share this with you because I feel it's very essential for us to feel free to find those moments, to share perhaps our wild emotions, thoughts, some originality, and not to be afraid of being different. Because even though we are adults, we're not anymore children, we're not teenagers who are testing and sometimes feel peer pressure, but we still have this memories, which are very important to us because they created our roots. They give us tools in the moments when we the most need them, and they give us this wonderful strengths which cannot be measured and cannot be counted by any amount of money we make or we don't, and certainly cannot be counted by any amount of taxes we pay and we do not want to pay. So this is our human power. So I like to share a few memories which I had literally coming to this country with not only no language, but with a purity of imagination. Eastern Europe was totally closed society, a thick wall of no communication with the Western world made America as an exotic planet. If someone would tell me that I landed on the moon or on Mars, I would believe it, with the exception that, thank God, I saw other people. But I could not communicate in a language sense. I could not use any methods of traditional contacts. So what did I use? I used our wonderful abilities, which we all have, and one of them is a vision, of course, hearing. I certainly could smell American air, and I certainly was so eagerly curious to touch and to sense whatever I could, but no language. And this something I believe all of us can experience, because this is the base for our tremendous expansion. Yes, we do take certain things for granted, but that's fine, because God gave us ability to speak, to communicate, and intonation of our voices and music and the birds and other animals. This is all orchestra of our lives. But some people cannot talk, and they only hear or they only can see. And some people indeed can be thrown by the life circumstances or by means of fate into such a foreign waters that not only they need to survive, they like to succeed. In my own mother's right, I wanted to do just that. So I will express my feelings in one piece of music, which I think will be way deeper and broader than my words can describe to you. Please listen to this piece of music, which is composed by young modern composer Julian Lambert, and it's called Phonochrome. Beautifully described the feelings which I remember I had that time, even though I did not know yet that music, but the name of the music and the whole emotions couldn't describe better my memories of my emotional feelings. Phonochrome has two parts. Phono is for sound, and chrome is color. So we're talking about sound of colors and color of sound.
Thank you.
music and religion so beautifully connected to each other. And we are human. In my deeply personal, highly subjective perception, is someplace in the middle, because it has this privilege to relate with the human emotions and human power, which I mentioned so many times, with religion, which has its own absolutely bottomless roots, and music, who expresses this in a very abstract way. So we are human, have this endless, truly remarkable way, which we can pick up in 1 second during the day when we're particularly very stressed, and use this a little crumb, either joy or connection or association, or we can use it in a deeper meditation where all of us taking their own either highways or secondary routes. It's not measured by time, but it does measure by timing. I mentioned a couple of programs ago that I like to go into the subject of beautification of life. In fact, I made some promise, which I still will keep, in illustrating how in a small, very inexpensive financially, but very expensive emotionally, we can exercise this. And when indeed I learned a little bit about this process, I was fascinated by the fact that beautification has its own beautiful religion behind of it. And religious root actually explains the true root of the word with its more proper pronunciation, which is a beatification. And the word actually comes from a Latin word beatus, which is blessed. And the just one of the essence of this very profound historic tradition, I will take just one, which has to do with the intercession of saints. And that has to do with people who are indeed praying on his or her name after this individual died. I'm going to make a parallel, which I, frankly, a little trembling to make, because I hope I will be forgiven by stepping out from beauty of the religion and going to not only my own experience, but experience of thousands of people who had to leave their own country for different reasons, and a lot of them left because they looked for freedom, they looked for privilege of choices, and they've been heavily prosecuted by dictatorship in Eastern Europe. And the reason I make this a parallel is because literally those people had to say goodbye to their loved ones, knowing that they never will see them again. In their own rights, it was an intercession of saints, because those memories of their families, relative, and particular relatives who never could join them for various reasons, friends, teachers, in some situations children, knew that they will say goodbye forever. I know that through the same, I would say that using the same tradition, some people being honored with the same tradition in this country, one of the examples is Mother Teresa, who was honored prior her beatification. I would not, hopefully I would not insult or diminish the presence, historic mission of this one of the most outstanding person in my lifetime. But I like to say that the act of saying goodbye to people you loved and care, people whom you will be endlessly grateful, is not very well known, not very well recognized in the Western world and in the United States. Because simply, every nation, rightfully so, lives with their own experiences, their own history, traditions. And it is in a part of an individual to treasure their own experience and memories, and then hopefully to share it with a new society. So moving on with beatification, which in our modern society turned into the beautification, I like to continue with my personal experiences, and again, not to diminish at all our, I call international grandfathers and grandmothers and those courageous people who came to America by the boat, especially after Second World War, but just to express some challenges which all of you sharing being part of capitalistic society. Capitalism is one of the most brilliant, nearly perfect way of life. You are not forgiven very kindly for your mistakes or for your lack of responsibilities. Sometimes you are unfairly punished if you took certain risks and didn't exercise to the best of your ability common sense. It is quite a system where one has to conform with a very much of an internal conviction. Now, I said all this a little bit artificially sound words, but indeed, capitalism for foreigners, especially people who are coming from totally different society, became a huge challenge. I frankly felt that America is some kind of exotic place, because way back, United States was one of the most prominent, unbeatable in so many, many ways, a country. And it was a tremendous symbol of progress and tremendous opportunities. The society right now is so much more complicated after capitalism died, communism died, and capitalism had to absorb all these side effects of it. And it was a tremendous challenge. And therefore, because greatness of United States, it does take consequences in the strongest way, because historically, this country had to unite whatever differences in the world and the different countries took place. So the more differences you have, the more challenges you have, the more difficult it becomes. Well, on a brighter note, I would say that the immigration, which indeed took place in the many phases of it, was somewhat very creative process and totally unpredictable, because American Dream took place in a different form and shapes, and some people almost didn't have any nostalgia. I'm going to confess, an outrageous thing. I felt that I didn't have much of a nostalgia because I was so busy to get accustomed to a new country and to new mentality. So I felt very attached to my culture, still am. But nostalgia is something perhaps is more of a local emotions. And of course, after communism collapsed, we could come back and visit with our countries, see changes, to have these complicated transformations and satisfy our nostalgia. But the basic roots are there. It's a memory. It's a tremendous gratitude to people who gave you this breath of life and who gave you this incredible stamina to move forward. I like to remember my memories of, again, those few hours when I remember I walk in Philadelphia. That was my first first city. Not only I couldn't speak, but our suitcases being mixed up. We didn't have our winter clothes with us. So it was enough of entertainment to make this landing in this historically passionate country enough memorable. My only goal was to find a post office and to find the piano, because through piano I could speak. And I remember that I couldn't find a post office. Of course, I couldn't ask anyone, but I could show with my hands that I need a piano. And sure enough, it's a true story. I found a very lovely, I would say eloquently beautiful looking young girl. And I was rough enough to touch her shoulder and ask her with my hands. And I could not believe she was so receptive. She was so kind. She took my hand and she brought me to her dormitory. And by the evening, I played my first Mozart sonata in the United States. I cannot describe my feelings, and I should not. Thankfully, I have another piece of music which will describe this in a very energetic, dancing way, because my emotions certainly had a hell of a dance. We are going to listen to a Romanian dance by the same very talented composer, Julian Lampert. was just a continuation what I was experiencing touching my first notes in United States. And what a beauty was in this young lady. She had such a patience for all my, I'm sure, very wild behavior. But I was so thankful because openness in United States did not demand me speaking a language. In fact, it did not expect anything of myself. It was all up to me to open up and to test my grounds and not to exaggerate this experience. I like to make a little parallel with being a child. In fact, going back with my thoughts and recollections, I think the best example I could see in parallel with being back in my childhood. We as a children, not afraid to experiment. In fact, this is our breathing. That's what creates problems between parents and the children, because they want to experiment and we know it all. So we have to have this bridge of communication. And this is altogether different approach. And that's what I devoted my program, where I'm trying to find this middle ground between child's imagination, adults' expectations, and the reality of our lives. But children's energy is so precious because it has no limits. And I guess I became this child because I didn't know anything. I couldn't understand what is going on about me being there as a foreigner. Not too many immigrants being at that time. So I just was following my well-known roots in a very foreign country. And that lovely lady, her name was Diana, was my guide. We did not speak, but we did communicate. I remember that I was trying to exercise every moment of my visibility with all gestures, with all new corners she took me. By the evening, I was with another group of strangers. My goodness, that was a wild journey. I didn't think of any danger. I didn't think of anything with exception of curiosity. And the curiosity probably can relate to courage. I was very, very far away from being courageous. I just was this curious child who would look for another candy, for another way to find another little door of realizing that this is America. Well, I like to say a few words which are being composed by Helen Keller. She said, "The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen, not touched, but are felt in the heart." And I think that were my first steps. And just shifting from my very self-centered story, I like to share some stories of some other people whom I met in this country, where I found firsthand problems of color. I also found firsthand what does it take to succeed. That it is not necessarily only how much you know, how devoted you are to your skill, your profession, but also some what is so well known, marketing skills. By the way, I wanted to make very, very clear that in the beginning, when I was so enthusiastic about BBS, that was far away from being engaged in any kind of marketing promotion. In fact, I don't think this station needs that. I think what this station needs is knowledge that whoever they accept as a host bring the station joy and gives all of you this wonderful opportunity to communicate with different people, thoughts, and unlimited horizon. And therefore, the reason I mention this is because self-marketing sounds such a well-known connection, words connection, and mind connection. Probably was the most difficult, frankly still is, concept, because Eastern Europeans feel and convinced if they have something to offer, they will be discovered. And that is something which is a great barrier, because self-marketing can be sometimes very challenging, sometimes can be distasteful, but sometimes can be glorious. So to learn the proportion between your skill, your conviction, and the joy of expressing yourself through your job and your performances is certainly requiring very high quality of self-marketing. We are certainly facing computers. I mentioned before in my, I guess it was a second or third program, that digital, I call it digital emotions, are good, and yet they're a little bit artificial because they're too pure. And complexity is somewhat was taken away by the perfection of the technology. However, we cannot stop progress, and we should not. So we take this technology to the best of our abilities. And again, I have to remind that we can and should take a full advantage of it and express ourselves with our imagination. For example, now I'm on the radio, and in fact, I feel more privileged than if I would be on a television, because I need that much more challenge to be that much more clear, more expressive, to engage more people in diversification of my emotions. And these people are much freer to exercise what they can exercise at their own comfort level. So when we are dealing with the radio and the sound, then we can come back indeed a little closer to our roots as a human being. And psychologically, we can exercise much more of our abilities in everyday life. One person said that change your thoughts and you change your world. So with abstract force, we can sometimes change our thoughts much quicker, and we can change our world to the better, sometimes much more effective. I like to continue this quick thought in a changing, in a dynamic and total unlimited capacity we as a human can express. In another piece of music, which again is a dance, but with a different rhythmic nature, it's called Tarantella by the same outstanding composer whose musical beginning can be so dear to all of our emotions. So I'm very thankful to have another piece by Julian Lampert with his Tarantella. And we will continue in our thoughts after this piece of music. Thank you. cannot imagine better festival of not only energy, but such colors. Truly, this composer has capacity to make piano sound like orchestra, and with all voices coming from wilderness. Somehow I like to connect this music to Mother Nature. It is just bursting out of joy and colors and subtlety and overtones, just name it. John Muir said the clearest way into the universe is through a forest wilderness. I cannot describe any better this music than these beautiful words. I like to be kind to my listeners, and I like them to take some kind of practical advice or thoughts or recommendations, perhaps from this highly abstract and personal program. I was asked to repeat some of the recipes which I talked about in a program of beautification or beatification connecting to the edible flowers. Well, that's quite a cruise we're having, from historic description of newcomers to United States with a little philosophy of highly personal and yet some touch of objectivity of politics, description of capitalism and touching of history of collapse of communism. And now we go into edible flowers. I think only God will support this highly unpredictable journey. But the reason I allow myself this freedom of thoughts, because number one, yes, I'm in a free country. Number two, our thoughts are beauty of this freedom. And number three, if we can have some practical application to this, I feel this is something I can share with my listeners and my friends, and they can beautify their everyday life, because no one knows what is more important, small and big, or big and small. So let me share with you a few recipes which I personally love to add to my desserts. I'm using edible flowers personally with a great joy because of their decorative, very obvious qualities, but also some taste. Some of the herbal world well known to everyone, but we don't have enough, I think, habits to use of flowers. So I'm, for example, using apricot with some leaves of mint. I cut apricot. I put germain in it. I will put a little bit drop of Grand Marnier with a little a drop of whipped cream. And I will use a touch of apple flower. It looks so decorative, and calorie-wise, will attach to our emotional satisfaction, which we love those calories. We love emotionally positive calories. But in terms of fat calories, we just will think about them, but we will not use them that much in this dessert. Another favorite of mine is arrangement of herbal tea. I use it especially in the summertime where I will use just any herbal tea from chamomile to rose hips and some others. And I will put it in a saucer, which I will decorate with actually chamomile flowers. And I would have a little drop of rose oil on those flowers. And the symphony of aroma will be tremendous, because you don't know whether you are drinking or you are having perfume from your tea. And this also has certain connection to the music which you might listen to. I will make more specific suggestions in my future programs. I call it dessert of music. Yes, we know about background music and restaurant. We have lovely jazz places, cafes. But to have just a dessert music with a subtle touch of spice, I call it spicy music. I will make a certain recommendations, and actually I will give you the name of pieces of music which you can and should try, and perhaps that will touch some of your emotional moments, because we all love sweets, but that sweet taste will be more diversified with the sweet thoughts. But not necessarily on the surface. We might think that this wonderful aroma of dessert, wonderful sound of music, hopefully lovely company, either romantic one or perhaps with your child, the whole little quartet of experiences can create and should create very memorable experience, which can be part of your life at your own home or at any places on a little picnic where you choose to be. I believe that particularly right now in our stressed economic times, this creativity will give us very much of the memory, how much power we have, and the power not only to do our job every day, struggle, and to make these risky decisions, but also power to reward ourselves in a moment of precious beauty through taste, as I said, through aroma, as I mentioned, and special company. Just in case if you don't have a special company, the ideal situation is recognize you are a special company for yourself. And this is a little bit more of a complex subject. However, with those components, which are so dear to us and so natural, where vision, what we see, these beautiful flowers, where we hearing the music, where we touching tea or little fruit, where we have this outrageously beautiful aroma, and finally we have taste of life. I like to hope that you will be that much encouraged to explore this very simple and yet very inexpensive moments of your life. And I said inexpensive moments of life. I didn't mean to be clumsy. I meant to be very direct, because material moments can be indeed very expensive. What we're talking here have much more meaning. Frankly, it has much more powerful memory. We all know that certain things we want that minute, and we're getting that. But often, after we get in that, it sits on a shelf. It's the other short-lived moment. But when we arranged in a, as I said, quartet of beauty, we have this complexity of the moments, and yet they are so natural, they're so dear to us, that if we will repeat them in a every day or every other day or any time we can and want, then these material shortcuts gradually will be transformed in long-term, very satisfying experience. We will have much better control over our existence, and a control in a good sense, less dependence from what we do not need and more attachment to what we need. I like to stress another last thought in my program, a little, I would say, spiritual apology. I took a privilege to have my cruise again with a beautiful, such understanding and resourceful BBS station. I'm not only grateful to this just fantastic group of people, but yes, I am grateful to the technology who allows us to use our resources. And I hope that I somewhat would be forgiven by taking advantage of your imagination, of your thoughts. And next time when I will see you on my airways, which is going to be on Tuesday, I hope we will take on the last thoughts, which will continue in beauty of senses, feelings, thoughts, and our human power. On this note, I will say goodbye to all of you with my another endless thanks to BBS. Until next time, I'm Yulina Life. Goodbye.